Lucy opens the door into the bedroom and walks me towards the bed, kisses me on the cheek, and says,
"You've had your reward. Now time for my fun."
As she turns, heading towards the bathroom, picking up a large shopping bag along her way. Before she disappears into the bathroom, she turns and says,
"I want you naked and hard when I return, slave."
Shutting the bathroom door behind her with a confident swing of her hips. "Slave," I think to myself. What have I gotten myself into? What has she brought in that bag? Her fun now? Do I need a safe word? We haven't discussed any limits or boundaries for this. My mind races as I begin to undress, filled with fear, excitement, anxiety, and arousal. All this mixed with the fact I had just blown a huge load down Lucy's throat meant that I was finding it difficult to remain erect. Not for my lack of trying, as I hastily jerked my cock as not to disobey Lucy's orders. 5 or 6 minutes go by, and I'm lying there, limp-dicked, waiting on Lucy to emerge from the bathroom with her mystery bag of shopping. At this point, my excitement is mostly taken over by fear. Fear of disobeying Lucy. Fear of what's to come. And fear of what is in that fucking bag. I begin to hear a lot of rustling, bangs, and a loud crack coming from the bathroom. The sound of high heel footsteps walking towards the door. The door handle spins and the door swings open to reveal the most amazing sight of Lucy standing in the doorway. She's dressed in a black latex dress with matching stockings, suspenders, high heels, gloves, and her hair in a long ponytail. The dress hugs and forms around her in all the right places and ends just below her glorious ass, the light from the bathroom bouncing and reflecting off of her amazing curves. In her right hand, she's holding a small leather whip, and in her left, a now lighter-looking shopping bag. She walks slowly and dominantly towards me, shaking her head in disappointment as she drops the bag onto the bed.
"I told you to be hard for me, slave,"
she expresses as she runs the tip of the whip along my semi-erect cock.
"That's strike one,"
she explains as she empties the contents of the bag onto the bed.
"Two more, and you can sleep on the sofa, and I'll finish myself off."
Picking up a large dildo that has fallen from the bag. The remaining content of the bag now lies at my feet on the bed. A large leather collar, metal chain lead, handcuffs, and a large bottle of what looked like lube.
"Why are you not hard yet, slave? Do you not like my new outfit and toys?"
she whispers as she picks up the collar from the bed, opening it and placing it around my neck.
"Are you going to be a good slave and please me?"
she seductively whispers in my ear as she fastens the collar and playfully bites my earlobe. I nod in agreement, unable to speak from the excitement of what is happening, and I finally feel my cock beginning to rise to attention.
"That's better, slave. I want that cock good and hard for the rest of the night,"
Lucy declares as she slowly runs the tip of her whip along my cock again. Lucy stands back up, towering above me with her huge heels, so I can just about see up her dress. No panties.
"Okay, here are the rules, slave,"
Lucy pronounces with a confident tone.
"Rule number one, only speak when spoken to. Rule number two, only do what I tell you. Rule number three, keep that cock hard. Rule number four, don't dare come until I give you permission. And finally, rule number 5, call me mistress from now on. Do you understand?
I quickly reply, yes. But before I know it, Lucy gives my leg a sharp crack with her whip.
Yes, what?
She barks. Yes, mistress. I timidly reply. She smiles with approval and returns the whip to stroking my cock. Lucy struts down to the bottom of the bed, her hips swaying with each step, her shiny black dress underlining her curves. She retrieves the handcuffs and slowly returns back to the top of the bed, grabbing my hands along the way. She raises my hand above my head and loops the handcuffs around the headboard while fastening them around my wrists.
Now the fun begins.
She says with a devilish grin and tosses the handcuff keys across the room. Lucy climbs onto the bed and positions herself onto my chest, her freshly shaven pussy in full view, just in front of my face.
Now, slave, are you ready to pleasure me?
Lucy asks as she moves herself closer to my face. Yes, mistress. I reply. Her pussy is already glistening from her juices as she moves her crotch onto my face. I start off slowly and tease her clit with my tongue while Lucy begins to moan. Before long, Lucy grabs my head and pushes me into her.
Enough teasing. Get to work.
She orders as she pulls at my hair. I begin to eat her out to the best of my ability, swirling my tongue in and out of her, lapping up her juices and returning to tease her clit every now and again. This drives her mad every time, and she gets more controlling with her hand on my head each time, forcing me harder into pussy, and she begins to grind herself on my face. I come up for a breath of air every now and then, to be met with the most marvelous view of Lucy towering over me, her nipples so hard they could poke holes in that dress at any minute, her biting her lip with a look of pure ecstasy on her face, all the while moaning things like,
"Good slave,"
and
"Eat that pussy."
This goes on for another 10 to 15 minutes, and my jaw starts to lock in pain. But Lucy keeps grinding herself into my face. I start fucking her pussy with my tongue as fast as I can, hoping to send her over the edge. Eventually, Lucy begins to show signs that she's going to orgasm. She moves her hand from my head and grabs the headboard and rides my tongue as if it was a cock until she finally comes and collapses on top of me. She lies breathless for a minute before getting off me and stands back up at the edge of the bed again. My face is drenched with a mix of her juices and sweat, even so much so that it has run down into the bed sheets.
That was a good slave. Are you ready for your reward?
She utters as she picks up the bottle of lube. Yes, mistress. I happily reply. She squirts a large dollop of the lube into her latex-gloved hand and massages it into my rock-solid cock. She slowly jerks my cock and continues to add more lube, and my cock slowly starts to tingle and get a burning sensation. I begin to flinch as the heat increases.
Getting hot and bothered, are we?
Lucy laughs as she shows me the bottle, extreme warming lubricant. Lucy takes the other hand and firmly holds the base of my cock as she speeds up her stroking, adding more lube every now and again. The combination of latex, lube, and the heat has me right on edge, and my body begins to tense up.
Do you want to come?
Lucy asks. I nod violently in agreement using every bit of energy I have, trying not to blow.
I can hear you, slave.
She says as she jerks me even faster. Yes, mistress. Can I please come? I plead with her. She abruptly stops stroking my cock and squeezes the base as hard as she can.
Not yet,
she declares as she releases my cock and struts across the room. Lucy walks away, leaving my cock throbbing without release. She turns, looking over her shoulder.
I'm not done with you yet,
she explains as she bends at the waist to pick up the keys to the handcuffs and presents her round, latex-clad ass and long legs to me. She makes her way back to the bed and picks up the lead along the way. She attaches the lead and unlocks the handcuffs.
Get up, slave,
she says as she gives a sharp tug on the lead. I jump up out of bed and onto my feet, and she walks me to the end of the bed.
Hands behind your back,
she calls out as she reattaches the handcuffs to my wrists. She walks around in front of me and begins to grind her ass into my still rock-hard cock, sliding up and down on her latex dress. She bends over at a perfect 90-degree angle, leaning against the bed. She continues to tease and grind against me until she tugs on the lead again, pulling me down closer to her and announcing,
I'm going to use that hard cock now, slave.
She hikes up her dress and slides the tip of my cock into the soaking wet pussy as she lays down more rules.
Now, slave, don't move and don't dare come. I'm in control here,
I reply. Yes, mistress, as she slides the whole length of my cock into her. Lucy grinds and rides on my cock faster and faster, her ass clapping against my thighs with each blow. She starts to moan loudly, and I begin to start pushing into her as she can't move any faster. She stops and pulls out.
I said I'm in control here. That's a strike two, slave. One more, and you can forget about coming tonight,
she says harshly as she jumps onto the bed, pulling my lead along with her.
On your knees, slave.
As she positions herself in a doggy-style pose in front of me, backing her ass into my crotch again, she rides my cock as fast and deep as she can, moaning and screaming about how I'm such a naughty slave and I don't deserve to come. I can barely take it anymore, and my balls are about to burst when all of a sudden Lucy lets off this window-shattering scream and collapses onto the bed. She whimpers.
Good slave, you can come now.
But because my hands are still handcuffed behind my back, I desperately try to dry hump her ass, but to no avail. Mistress, the handcuffs? I plead with her. She rolls over and pulls me up towards her with the lead and places my cock between her latex-covered tits. She titty-fucks me, and I unload stream after stream of cum across her chest, face, and hair. She smiles, and we both collapse onto the bed with puddles of cum glistening on the latex, and we are unable to move for 20 minutes due to exhaustion. We eventually get up and make our way to the shower to wash each other off. Lucy still thinks that she has dried cum in her hair. When we went back to bed, Lucy turns to me and says,
let's reverse things next time. You have to surprise me.
Before turning out the light and going to sleep, I think I'm the happiest husband alive right now. Lucy has turned into my own cum slut mistress. Any ideas how to best surprise her next time the kids are gone so I can repay her for making all my fantasies come true? PM and comments are welcome.